You're here and you're on the air right now.
Okay, that's great. Hi, this is James from LA Indie Media. I'm on the corner of Rodeo and La Brea here in the Crenshaw district. And there's a protest of about 50 people in front of the military entrance processing station for the county of Los Angeles. It seems to be shut down. There doesn't seem to be anybody here. But I guess this is the place where they take recruits and do some initial processing with them before they send them off to boot camp.
Okay, can you hear me, James?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, you're coming in clear. Before you came on the air, I told the audience that I thought you might have been at one of the Tookie Williams rallies. Is anyone over there talking about the supposed execution this week?
I do have information that there is right now a protest going on at the governor's mansion, which is in Brentwood, and it's up in the hills in one of the canyons called Mandeville Canyon, that's off of Sunset. If you're going west on Sunset, it's one of the canyons. There's a sign there. It says Mandeville Canyon, and you go up into the hills. It's quite a ways up, and they're at the gates of his mansion. They can't really get anywhere near the actual mansion.
Well, of course. Actually, I wish I had known about that, so I could have went over there. James, I'm archiving this, and I turned the archive on about 3 seconds after you announced who you were. Say again who you are and where you're at.
Hi, this is James from LA Indie Media, and
right.
I'm on the corner of La Brea and Rodeo in the Crenshaw District. There's a protest of about 50 people in front of the military processing station for the county of Los Angeles. This is where they take people, recruits, to be processed.
James, is there any, police presence?
There's one police car. It just seems to be parked here looking at the protesters.
Okay, again, you said Crenshaw and what?
What was that again?
Crenshaw and what? Crenshaw and what street?
This is on Rodeo, and it's about a half a block down from La Brea.
Okay, that's pretty heavily into the black community. And for people who are listening outside of Los Angeles, so it seems pretty obvious that Bush and Cheney are trying to recruit, you know, young black and brown people.
Yeah, that's pretty much why this location was chosen.
Are there any speakers over there?
Let me see if I can find one of the organizers and speak with them.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Okay, and while you're going, I'm just going to tell people that we're listening to a live feed to Jim with the Independent Media Center here in Los Angeles. I'm live in the studio.
Here, I see someone from that. This protest was organized by the Answer Coalition.
ANCRA?
The Answer Coalition.
Okay, Answer Coalition.
And I think I recognize someone from the coalition that I might be able to get on the to talk to.
That'd be great. That would be great.
Just a moment.
We want money for housing. We want money for health care. Not for war. We want money for health care. Not for war. We want money for health care.
And again,
I'm here with one of the organizers from Answer.
Okay, great.
And this is John.
Hi, how you doing?
And we're live on Kill Radio.
Great.
And let me just give you John from Answer, and he can tell you a little bit about why they're here and what they're doing. John?
Great. We're here in South LA at the Los Angeles Area Recruiters Battalion. There's a protest going on. Militant youth and students from all over Los Angeles are demanding money for jobs, money for education, health care, not for war, and military recruiters out of our schools and communities. There's a picket line here in front of the military recruiters. No one's going into the military recruiters today without hearing our militant chants, without hearing our resistance to the war and to the preying on young people, mostly working class communities, and predominantly African American and Latino communities in Los Angeles. We're sick of it, we're tired of it, we're standing up to it today.
Hey, John, what is the police presence like over there?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
No, I was asking John, what is the police presence like?
Oh, yeah. I want to know what the police presence is like.
There is no police here right now. It's just, there's one police car. There's about 75 to 100 protesters. And then there's a lot of honking community.
Okay.
So many people that are driving by are honking in support of the demonstration. It's really great. It's very uplifting.
Okay, John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let me ask you this question. Are there any high school age kids out there protesting with you?
What's that?
Are there any young people, high school age kids?
Yeah. It's mostly young people today. I would say 2/3 of the demonstration is young people. The rest are older people supporting. There's high school and college students here. There's college students from El Camino College, from Chaffee College. There's students here from a high school in Alhambra, and there are other high school students here as well. I can't really think of all of the different high schools that are here, but it's mostly young people here that are outraged by the war and by military recruiters on our campus and want to kick them off.
John, are you guys passing out literature to other young people walking down the street and stuff?
Yes. There are people walking down the street. We're in South L.A. It's mostly African-American and Latino. They're stopping, joining the protest, taking the information about military recruiters and how to kick them off your campus. We have a petition that we're circulating in order to coordinate activities in Los Angeles and around the nation. There's a growing movement to kick military recruiters off the campus. And one of the reasons it's growing is the same reason why people are stopping to join the protest and take the literature and talk to people. People are against the war. People want military recruiters off their campus.
Okay, one more last question, John. Two questions. How much longer are you going to be going on today, and how does this tie in with the No Child Left Behind? Are you telling people that No Child Left Behind is illegal, how schools won't get funding if they don't, like, give up the telephone numbers, and to tell the parents there to not let the schools get their information?
Yeah, we'll be here for another hour and a half. We will have a rally at some point, a student speak out. That's question number one. Question number two, so far as, like, fighting No Child Left Behind Act, and also the Pentagon has a growing database. They're sort of intruding on students' records, on people's rights of privacy in the U.S. We're absolutely against that. We're fighting that kind of policy out of the Bush administration and the U.S. elite here to try to go after people from working class communities. And we're really also, as well as that, trying to build a movement. You know, youth and student are building a movement that is part of the anti-war movement and part of the growing resistance here in the United States against the war and against what the U.S. military is doing around the world.
Okay, John, just let me say one thing. I'm going to let you go back. Everyone knows that only one frickin' congressperson has a child in Iraq. Only one congressperson. And I'm sure everyone knows that. I want to thank you, John, from Answer Coalition. Okay?
Hey, no problem. Thank you. Congress doesn't represent the people. We do, man.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
From Kill Radio. Thanks, bro.
All right.
Money for jobs and
education. Hey, Rashawn.
Hey, Jim, that was great putting him on.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Jim?
Do you want me to try to interview some of the protesters?
Only one problem, John. Hey, Jim, can you pull him aside? Because it's a little bit too loud in the background.
Okay, I'm going to move over somewhere else.
Recruiters,
okay.
Just
a moment.
Recruiters say, get back, we say.
Okay, and again, everyone, this is Kill Radio in Los Angeles with the IMC Independent Media Center. Give us a call. Our phone number is 213-252-0998. And we have a live, we're on the line live with Jim from the Independent Media Center. He's at a rally here in Los Angeles to stop the government from recruiting kids in the black and brown community, something that I'm very passionate about. They don't go up to Beverly Hills or down to Orange County. They go to the studio.
Yeah. I've got someone here who'd like to speak out.
Okay. Just tell them to introduce herself, and they're on the air.
Okay. Just a moment. What's your name?
Joe.
Hey, Joe?
Joe?
Yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about why you're out here today and what this is all about for you?
Well, basically out here to resist the Bush regime and to make sure that the military recruiters are banned from college and high school campuses.
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
And can you tell me a little bit about why this site was chosen and what the campaign is to try to achieve some of those goals?
Absolutely. This is the headquarters of the military improvement in Los Angeles, and it's a little ironic that it's based out here in South L.A., which is predominantly African-American and Latinos. Basically, what we want is to stop the federal funding to schools that allow military recruiters on their campuses.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming out.
You're welcome.
Jim, could I ask Joe one question?
Hassan, just a moment. Joe, this is Hassan's DJ from the station. He has some other questions he'd like to ask you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, he's having trouble hearing you.
Oh no, I just wanted to know how old he was, and is he a student too?
Oh, what's your age?
37.
And are you a student?
No, but I'm a single father of four.
Well, just ask me. I want to know, does he live in that neighborhood, and what is the consensus? How do the people feel about that protest down there?
Okay. So, what you live in this neighborhood, and what's the consensus? Oh, where are you from?
San Fernando Valley.
And in the San Fernando Valley, what do you think the consensus is for people about this issue?
Well, basically, in schools such as El Camino and Granada High School, they don't have the junior ROTC units, but in schools like Van Nuys, San Fernando, Silmar, and Cleveland, they have the junior ROTC classes. These classes, matter of fact, let me give you an example. My son transferred over into Cleveland High School in October. He came over from Granada High School, didn't have a junior ROTC. As soon as he met with his counselor, I was present, and they tried to give him a six-period junior ROTC class. I asked her why that was. Why would you want to give him a junior ROTC class before I told her what my beliefs were? And she said, well, because it's an open class, we need to fill it. You know, it's one of the classes that we have two periods of. So when I told her, well, I'm completely opposed to it. And she said, well, okay, well, then he'll just have to take five periods and just get a fail, no credit for the semester.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, well, that's it. I'm taking him out of this class, and if I have to, I'll put him into homeschooling. Of course, she picked off. Then she gave him PE class instead. So six-period PE or junior ROTC. So I guess when I resisted and told her I was completely opposed to it, of course, she found a solution. So,
hey Jim?
Yes.
Joe, I just want to thank you for being one of the few parents across the country who's actually going into the schools and being with your kids and being on top of this issue so the Bush regime can just not kidnap our kids and take them into this war.
Well, I want to thank you for actually airing this. My son, he's a freshman over at Cleveland High School, and matter of fact, the military recruiters, the Navy, and the Air Force did an entire classroom seminar for them for the entire period, and this was about 3 weeks ago. And I was completely appalled by it. Why they would even do that, and why the school would allow that? Well, of course, because they get federal funding, and the junior ROTC classes are. I wouldn't say filled up, but a lot of kids are, I wouldn't tricked or just disillusioned by recruiters as to what type of career they're going to get in the military, and forgetting the fact that we're in a state of war right now.
Right. Hey, Joe. Are you there?
Hi, Hassan.
Okay, that was great putting him on.
Okay.
So how much longer are you going to be there, Jim?
I'll probably be here for another hour, and then I was planning on heading up to the governor's mansion, and if there's anything there, I'll call in.
Okay, one more time. What's going on at the governor's mansion? It involves the execution of Cookie Williams, and the people here in Los Angeles who are listening, what are the directions on that? How to get
well,
there?
Well, if you go to the LA Indie Media website, there's a posting on where to go. It's probably best to look on MapQuest if you have internet access. If you're going west on Sunset and you're in Brentwood where all the mansions are, then look for a turnoff for Mandeville Canyon, and then go up the canyon, I think about three-quarters of a mile, and then you'll probably see the gates, and you'll see the protesters out there in front of the gates to the mansion.
Hey, Jim, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being out there, for doing this for Kill Radio and the IMC, Indie Media Center.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you, bro.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And again, everybody, that was Jim from the IMC doing a live feed over on Crenshaw, which is a predominantly black and brown neighborhood here in Los Angeles. And he is he's getting ready to go to a protest right now at Arnold Schwarzenegger's house in the rich part of Los Angeles where all the rich people live to try and stop this execution next week. Let me see now. Can you guys hear me out there? So let's go back to our live programming. To our pre-recorded programming here from the Kill Radio Indie Media Studio here in Los Angeles. If I can bring this back up.
An hour later.